IoT is one of those technologies that had its day in the hype cycle, generated all sorts of excitement, and then faded into the background as most people realized it was a lot harder to take advantage of than it looked, and a few companies made a real business out of it. At Digital Mortar, we started out doing our level best to stay one step removed from the nitty-gritty of IoT. We're primarily a cloud-based analytics platform for shopper journey tracking. And sure, we use IoT devices for data collection, but those devices are mostly turnkey, with us doing as little as possible to manage and drive them. Increasingly, though, we've had to change that. New technologies have made it more attractive to bring certain aspects of what we do to the edge. Front and center being the optical AI revolution I minuted recently. And our increasing focus on machine learning to clean and analyze the data has brought us closer to the raw data level. We don't rely much on other people's positioning or data interpretation anymore because we mostly found that doing so sucked. So we've increasingly become expert in at least some aspects of edge-based computing, particularly around more advanced system-on-modules that bring a lot of computer power to the edge. It's a fascinating space, and I've had to learn a lot more about hardware than I really wanted to. Like all good software guys, I hate hardware. But this generation of IoT processors is powerful, inexpensive, and very capable. So it's worth knowing a little bit about what they can do. And I'm going to take the next couple of minutes to provide you with a tidy little overview.